Gamble Aware cleared by Charity Commission after investigation. The UK's Charity Commission has concluded its investigation into Gamble Aware and concluded that the charity took appropriate steps to maintain its independence from the gambling industry. The inquiry began in March following concerns were raised about the charity's impartiality due to its reliance on donations from the gambling industry. Charity Commission finds no fault with Gamble Aware. A campaign supported by the Good Law Project had questioned Gamble Aware's neutrality because it depended on donations from the gambling sector. This led to the commission opening a regulatory compliance case into Gamble Aware. The investigation determined that Gamble Aware had the necessary processes in place to achieve its goals, and while the commission provided guidance, it did not find any faults or issue any criticisms against the charity. Gamble Aware welcomed the findings and called for a transition from the current funding model based on voluntary donations from gambling companies, as set by the government, to a statutory levy on operators, which is already being considered following a recommendation last year. Zoe Osmond, CEO of Gamble Aware, said she was pleased with the commission's decision and highlighted the trustees' independence and the charity's commitment to public benefit. Quote, "We continue our work to prevent gambling harm and provide vital support to those affected. These include the commissioning of impactful gambling harm prevention programs and treatment services through the National Gambling Support Network." Zoe Osmond, Gamble Aware CEO. Conclusions questioned by Good Law Project. Despite the commission's conclusions, the Good Law Project is not happy with the outcome. Hannah Greer, the campaign manager, said that since 2022, the NHS has been declining funds from Gamble Aware for gambling addiction treatment clinics, suggesting a discrepancy between the commission's findings and the NHS's position. Greer argued that if Gamble Aware truly prioritized public interest, it would have more strongly criticized the gambling industry's tactics, which she claimed profit significantly from problem gamblers.